From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Israel's leader spoke with U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday. Robert Berger's in Jerusalem with our report.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated President Donald Trump on the start of his term and thanked him for his deep friendship toward Israel. He also pointed to a key statement in Mr. Trump's inaugural address. Pointing to what he sees as a mutual enemy, Netanyahu said that he very much appreciates the new president's willingness to fight radical Islamic terrorism with full force. Radical Islamic terrorism is a phrase former President Barack Obama refused to use, one of the many differences of opinion he had with the Israeli leader. Netanyahu, who spoke at the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, said there are many important things to discuss now with President Trump. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Syrian government and opposition delegates are gathering in Kazakhstan for peace talks Monday. The negotiations were expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December that has largely held. Their six-year civil war has claimed 470,000 lives, according to the Syrian Center for Policy Research. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal, just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. There is no word when Barrow will return. Barrow reaffirmed Sunday his plans to establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to shed light on widely alleged human rights abuses during Jammeh's rule, which began in 1994 when he seized power in a bloodless coup. This is VOA News.